In April of 2014, the Salt Lake City Police Department announced their Code R Kit project, an effort to test the city's more than 700 backlogged sexual assault kits. On Tuesday, Mariah Noble of the Salt Lake Tribune reported that of the 767 total kits, nearly 600 had been tested as of last week. Of those tested, 89 matched DNA in CODIS, a national DNA database. The 89 matches discovered led to 63 viable investigations and charges pressed in 5 cases. In addition to grants to address the backlog of sexual assault kits, new legislation has been passed to prevent backlogging in the future. Representative Angela Romero works with End the Backlog, a Joyful Heart initiative focused on facilitating the testing of backlogged kits. She also sponsored a bill that was signed into law this March, House Bill 200. She says that testing sexual assault kits is really about giving power back to survivors.
A lot of people say, why should you test all kits? And I think this really comes down to survivors and how we respond to them, whether we're family, whether we're friends, whether it's the police, whether it's a prosecutor. We want them to know that we take seriously what happened to them and that they matter. And I know by processing all kits, it helps with the healing process, and it also helps with the decision whether to report and participate in the criminal justice process.
She says that when survivors see sexual assault kits shelved or ignored, it can make it hard to have faith in the criminal justice process or believe that reporting will help. While we've made good progress, she says that we still have progress to make, especially in terms of sexual assault prevention.
There's still a long way to go, and I also want to emphasize that my whole focus is doing more preventative work and talking about what consent is and what are healthy relationships, and starting in secondary education and having those conversations so maybe we're not having the conversation we're having right now.
For a list of resources available to survivors of sexual assault, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Catherine Taylor.